Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is that Aidan Callaly of MX Sweep?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Aidan. Hello. Good to get you on the phone. Look, can I ask you a few questions about Le Web?
Of course you can, yeah.
Wonderful. It's 2 weeks now. Maybe you've had a chance to reflect on it. What's going through your mind about the experience of having been at Paris at Le Web this year?
Well, apart from the worst snow I've seen in Paris in a long, long time, I think. it was a good event, absolutely. Yeah, we were very pleased with it. Both myself and Ed Granta, the CEO, our CEO, attended. I met a lot of very interesting people. I mean, our sort of reasons for being there, I guess, were probably different to some of the other Irish companies participating in that we were actually looking specifically at some new OEM technologies that we're going to bring to market and meeting some people out there and discussing that. But also we were meeting with some potential investors as well. So it was certainly a good forum for doing that.
So you did actually, first, let's take those two things in separately then. You did actually meet some interesting people in Paris at it?
Yeah, well, I think the organization before the event was quite good. So in terms of being able to, you know, sort of pre-book meetings and get your diary filled. So that worked quite well. And obviously, using the Enterprise Ireland stand as our home, if you like, it meant that everybody could find us quite easily. And, that's where we tended to do most of our meetings. So from that point of view, it worked out very well for us.
And who did you meet? Tell me one or two of the most interesting people that you met in Paris from your point of view.
I guess there's various companies. I mean, there's a couple there from the U.S. in the email space. Unfortunately, I can't say too much about that because we're currently under NDA there. But what I would say is that they're looking to move their products and services into Europe. And we have been pretty far down the road with them in discussions about being their sort of OEM supplier into the market in Europe. So that really was the main thing we got out of it, I think, from a product perspective. In terms of VCs, we met companies like Early Bird, Stratus, probably about a half a dozen of those kind of guys. Some of whom are quite active in our space, some probably not so, but there's at least two follow-ups to do with both of those companies after Christmas.
Had you met them before? Were these new people to you?
No, these were new people to us. Yeah, obviously we were aware of the firm, of the companies themselves in the marketplace, but we hadn't actually met with them before. And, you know, I think that was the major attraction for us in going to Le Web, was the fact that all of these people were under the one roof for 2 days. So, it's far more productive than doing meetings in London or meetings in Silicon Valley or wherever. It's really... You know, the big value of the web really is in actually getting all of these people under one roof and being able to get as many meetings done as possible over the 2 days.
And it was your first Le Web?
That was our first Le Web, yeah, but we'll certainly be back at it next year.
And tell me, was it full of people with non-disclosure agreements in their pocket, or was it were people open about their conversations?
Oh, I would say people were mostly open about their conversations. I think... The only reason, well, we certainly weren't under a non-disclosure agreement when we went there, but the conversations have progressed, if you like. So we'll probably be making an announcement in the new year, but right now we don't